Some Sitkins are having difficulty keeping the lights on. Shutoff notices have increased. 800 households are disconnected every year. And it's created a bit of a crisis in the finance department where some citizens don't have the means to enter a payment plan and pay off their debt. Chief Administrative Financial Officer Jay Sweeney brought the issue to the Assembly back in February.
At what point do I say enough's enough? Do I let it grow from 4,000 to 10,000? Because there will never be the ability to pay? Those are really difficult calls.
Assemblyman Tristan Gavon and Bob Petruski volunteered to work on a solution. So fast forward to Tuesday night, and here it is. A community-assisted utility subsidization program. Here's how it would work. Eligible homeowners would have some of their utility bill paid for by the city. That subsidy could be revoked or modified anytime. Homeowners qualify if they are receiving or seeking assistance from the state or a handful of local programs, including the school district's free or reduced lunch program. Gavon said that by identifying families through these already existing programs, the city can further help those who are financially strapped.
As utilities are increasing, we're forcing families at the lower end of the income scale to make decisions about whether they're going to stay in Sitka and making those decisions about basic services. I've talked to grandparents who are sitting at home in the dark because they're worried about the rising cost of electricity.
Gavon further argued that Sitka's income gap is significant and a policy like this would, quote, level the playing field. He told the Assembly that 23% of households make under $35,000 a year in household income, while 28% make over $100,000. Petruski worried that the cost of living could drive working Sitkins away.
You can't have a community without service workers, people that fill an important niche in our community, and we're putting pressure on them through rise in housing, electrical, food, you know, all those things. We're putting so much pressure on them that they are actually looking to find somewhere else to live.
Mayor Mim McConnell and the remaining assembly members largely agreed with these claims, but they had significant concerns too. Namely, who's going to pay for this? It would cost an estimated $200,000 to run, and the municipality doesn't have that kind of money. Gavon suggested tapping the Southeast Alaska Economic Development Fund. Sweeney said one option is to raise rates to cover the cost of the program, but Assemblyman Aaron Swanson took major issue with that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be voting no on this because I don't think that the money should be coming from the general fund, the Stevens Fund, or adding a higher rate increase to people who are already paying. We're trying to pay off this dam, so this is just going to increase the rates even more.
McConnell, though, cautiously supported the measure.
If anything, just to keep the conversation going and try and have it come up again with a full assembly and hear some more thoughts from the public.
Assemblymen Matthew Hunter and Stephen Eisenbeiss were both absent from the meeting. There was one citizen who spoke against the ordinance, Clyde Bright, who said, quote, everybody should be paying their fair share. There's also the question of who would run the program. Sweeney insists the work be contracted with an outside agency instead of run in-house.
The municipality is not equipped to handle the sensitive personal information that would be required to make the judgment calls on eligibility.
The original ordinance mandated the city hire a contractor, but the assembly voted to strike those lines entirely to allow for greater flexibility in hiring whoever oversees the program and how. The assembly approved the ordinance on first reading. It'll have a second and final reading at their next meeting on June 14th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.